That's an annual report that the State Department is required to send to Congress, a public report that assesses the global state of terrorism around the world. It goes region by region. It looks at state sponsors of terrorism, talks about specific concerns, and it also goes country by country, looking both at what's going on in the countries that they can talk about publicly, and also U.S. strategy to address terrorism issues.
And what's defined as terrorism in this case?
It's a very good question. We're looking both at state sponsors of terrorism, which have very specific has a very specific definition. There are only a few countries on the on that list that is a government that is funding or supporting repeated acts of international terrorism. But then you look at other terrorist groups. You look at groups like Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which is in the Sahel and North Africa region, or AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is over in Yemen. And they take a look at safe havens. They take a look at what these, the growth of these organizations, the connections between them, and places where international terrorism has occurred repeatedly or at least once.
You said there's only a couple countries that are on this state-sponsored of terrorism list, and Sudan is one of them. Why do you think that is?
If we look at the open source information that's available, Sudan has a long history. As we, as you'll probably recall, the Sudanese government harbored Osama bin Laden or allowed him to stay there. They did kick him out after 2011, but there have been other groups that are there, Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorist groups, Hamas, which they don't call a terrorist group. They call freedom fighters. They've been there over the years, and in fact, this year's report again refers to the presence that they maintain since late 2011.
What does it mean that Sudan is on this list? What are some of the possible sanctions that it could face or the repercussions?
Sure. Well, Sudan's been on this list for quite some time, and actually getting off the list is quite tough, and it requires a strong interagency process. So if you're on the state sponsor of terrorism list, if you're a designated state sponsor, you have a there's a ban on all arms-related exports, which there's a prohibition on economic assistance. There's a number of other sanctions, miscellaneous financial sanctions, banking sanctions. In the case of Sudan, because of a number of things that have been going on in the country, there's obviously an allowance, an exception for humanitarian assistance. But they're very careful not to provide any other goods and services that could enhance the country's military capability or support terrorism.